Hare Krishna. The senses are the windows to the world, but portholes to reality. We perceive the world around us through our senses, through our eyes, through our ears, through our nose, through our tongue, through our touch. And in this way, we connect with the world around us. And we often assume as real the things which we perceive with our senses. That's why in law court we have the word eyewitness. Eyewitness account means somebody who has seen it themselves, that's considered credible because they were there at that time. And certainly the eyes can give us some reliable knowledge about the world around us. Of course, not complete knowledge, but some functional knowledge we can get. However, the world is not the reality. The world as we see it is only a part of the reality. The Bhagavad Gita explains that there is material reality and there is spiritual reality. And spiritual reality cannot be perceived by the senses. So for perceiving that, we need spiritual perception. We need purification of our consciousness, the raising of our consciousness to the spiritual level, wherein our consciousness starts perceiving, our spiritual cognition awakens, the soul's eyes awaken, and then we can see spiritual reality there. So, as far as that vast spiritual reality, where we belong, where all our longings will be fulfilled, which is what we are searching, that spiritual reality is all attractive Krishna, who is the embodiment and fulfillment of all our heart's aspirations for love, peace and joy. That reality is largely inaccessible through the senses. So, we, through the senses, get a porthole to reality. Reality is material and spiritual reality is much bigger and sweeter than material reality, and we can't perceive it to our senses. So, porthole means it's a small hole, usually in a ship, at the back end of the ship, by which we can see some small section of what is there outside. So, like that, we can barely glimpse the totality of reality with our senses. And the Bhagavad Gita states that we need Jnana Chakshu for perceiving spiritual reality. Utkramantam sthitam vapi bhunjanam va gunanvitam vimudhananu pashyanti pashyanti Jnana Chakshushaha. In 15.10 it states, Utkramantam sthitam vapi, whether the soul leaves the body or stays in the body, bhunjanam va gunanvitam, whether the soul enjoys under the spell of the modes. Vimudha nanu pashyanti, the foolish person can't see all this. Pashyanti jnana chakshushaha, the wise person sees with the eyes of knowledge. So eyes of knowledge means we don't see with our physical eyes, we see with our intelligence. We acquire spiritual knowledge and then we start seeing it. So essentially, we can rely on our senses for functioning in this world, but we shouldn't rely on our senses for gaining knowledge of totality of reality. For that we need to have a transsensory mechanism of knowledge acquisition, and that is the knowledge, that is the transsensory mechanism is the this is the practice of yoga, especially bhakti yoga. And through that we will actually access reality, and then we can realize and relish the supreme reality eternally. Thank you. Hare Krishna.